Now, today is World Menopause Day, and the purpose of the day is to raise awareness of the menopause and the support options available for improving health and well-being. Advocate of the day and presenter of Let's Talk Hormone Health is broadcaster Lorraine Keane, and she joins me now in studio. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm very good. Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Now, we spoke about you and your perimenopause about 3 years ago.
We did.
And at the time, it was still very much a taboo topic, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And I started talking about this almost 6 years ago. And it was kind of by accident that I even found out that I was in perimenopause from a very early age, unfortunately, since probably my late 30s. And how I found out about it was I was asked to try an Irish natural health supplement called Clean Marine Menamin, and I tried it. And it worked because the symptoms I was having at the time, which I didn't realise were anything to do with menopause, peri or otherwise, were disrupted sleep. So I was waking up maybe 3 to 5 times in a night. And then it would take me ages to get back to sleep again with my thoughts racing and about all the stuff that I had to do the next day, which a lot of women do anyway with their lists in their heads. And then I'd wake up the next morning and I would be irritable, tired, low energy, low mood. And I put it all down to the fact that I hadn't slept. Oh, right. No libido either. So again, you're not going to feel amorous if you haven't slept a wink.
Yes.
For days and for weeks. And for me, it was for years it was going on. So when I tried this supplement, when they contacted me and they asked me, could I be in perimenopause? I said, no, don't be ridiculous. You know, why? Like, I'm not even 50 yet. I'm not even close to 50 yet. And they started going through symptoms and I realised that I ticked a lot of boxes. Hair loss, skin, adult acne, you know.
All of those things.
All of those things, yeah.
And they're, so perimenopause into menopause,
yes.
Is that the way it happens for every woman, yeah, or is every woman completely different?
No, if you're going to get menopause, you're going to get perimenopause. And if you're lucky, it'll be for maybe 5 years before menopause, so around 45. If you're unlucky, it might be for 10 years. I was particularly unlucky because I think I was probably in perimenopause from the age of 37 or 38,
right,
not knowing. It was a difficult thing to come out and talk about almost 6 years ago. It's great that we're all talking about it now. And it's been amazing. The Joe Duffy Show, you know, I think they did 3 weeks,
yes,
nearly on the subject. Women came out and told their stories. So it's wonderful that we have come this far now. But we still need to go further in the, yeah, workplace and things like that. We need to make changes. You just need to be aware of symptoms. They're milder than menopause. You won't get all of them. There are 34 symptoms in total of perimenopause.
Right.
And thank goodness none of us get all of them. I did at the time feel like I just thought I was losing my mind,
yeah,
you know. I just wasn't me. And feeling low, I knew I wasn't depressed because I know what depression looks like. You know, I've had family members, friends. I worked with AWARE for years, the charity for depression. But I was still very, very low. My confidence was knocked considerably, which is, again, not like me. I started second-guessing myself, you know, and my abilities. And, like, that does affect you in your work as well, you know. So when I found out that all it was another stage in that hormonal journey that we go through as women. God, it's tough being a girl.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I know. I just thought, well, I don't want other people to suffer in silence.
Yeah.
Like,
where are you at now?
I'm still perimenopausal because I'm still getting regular periods,
right,
and I've never had a hot flush.
Okay.
So they'd be the ones that people would think are the obvious ones. You know you're in full menopause if you haven't had a period for 12 months. That's
okay.
When they say this is the start of it now. But for perimenopause, because you're getting some of the symptoms in a milder form, and I've never had a hot flush, so I wouldn't have known, you know,
yeah,
you just automatically think if that's the key one.
And because
one,
you were, I suppose, for want of a better expression, the face of perimenopause in the country. And you were, because you were speaking about it for the last 6 years,
country,
you said.
Yeah.
So what were people saying to you and how were women reacting to you?
It was amazing, Ray. And it's actually been probably my favourite thing to have done in my life so far, to be perfectly honest. We would go around with a panel of experts, not just in natural health, but Dr. Mary Ryan, the top endocrinologist in Ireland, was on our panel. We would have experts in nutrition and diet, exercise, so lifestyle, well-being, all of that. And we would all share advice and tips and I'd share my story and I hosted the events. And after the events, the amount of women that came up to us after and burst into tears, you know, some of them were crying because they had been suffering for so long. They were afraid to talk to somebody about it. They thought they were just going mad. So, you know, they were relieved that that's what it was. And some of them were crying because whole marriages broke up, you know, families were affected by it. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking because why? We don't have the knowledge, and knowledge is key. You know, we need to educate ourselves, look after our health, including our hormone health, to be empowered as women.
On top of that, because we were talking to Ray O'Neill and Alison Keating last week, who come in and give advice on relationships. Mm-hmm. And one of the emails was from a man whose wife has gone into menopause and he doesn't know how to broach it.
Oh, gosh.
Because and if you can't talk about it in a relationship, well, it's going to lead to tension.
Yeah. And why? Why have we been afraid to talk about it? I think because it had that kind of connotation generations ago that it was your last stage of life as a woman. You know, that was it. Old and decrepit, past it. Maybe back then we lived to 60. Yeah. Now we're living to 80, 90, even 100.
Yeah.
So actually, menopause at 50 is practically midlife.
It is.
For a lot of people.
Yes.
There's a lot more living to do after menopause. Mm. And that's why I think it's really important that firstly we talk about it, but that women educate themselves and educate each other on it to know that there are options. There are lots of different options.
Yes.
And to know then that when you get out the other side of it, you're actually going to live your best life. Like, I can't wait, honestly, to go through menopause because I know now how to manage it best, right? So I'm armed and dangerous with all the information I need and come out the other side and not have periods, not have PMS, not have aches and pains, not have to plan what I'm wearing if I'm doing a gig or a job or I'm on stage. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, all these things that you men are very lucky you've never had to deal with since you were very young.
And at home then, because you are, you do what you do and you're on the road and you're doing these talks and all that sort of thing, obviously it's open for discussion in your house.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Poor Peter. I mean, he's got myself and two teenagers. He has a WhatsApp group. I have to tell you a really quick, funny story. And during the second lockdown, they were having a conversation. One of the lads from his school WhatsApp group said, oh, for God's sake, I can't believe we have to go through this again. I'm stuck in this house with all these hormones. And then another lad came on and went, menopause, menopause, menopause. I blame Lorraine Keane.
It's your fault.
Which I thought was brilliant. We're getting the lads on the WhatsApp group to talk menopause now. So we've come a long way.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's brilliant. And the fact that Liveline did it for 3 weeks is brilliant. And I think the next step is to include us. And I know, and that's a difficult one because that depends on your relationship with your partner, husband, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it will be a lot easier for people to get through it if they have an understanding partner.
Yes, exactly.
And for them to come understanding, they have to be included.
Yes, yes. And that is something that I think is brilliant, where you see some of the big corporates now introducing support programs within the company. And it's not just for the women, it's for their male counterparts as well.
Right.
So that they understand,
yes,
good Lord, this is what this person is going through.
Yes.
You know, I've seen so many of my friends whose confidence has been knocked so badly in their 40s, going into their 50s. You know, really qualified women who put so much time into their careers, took a bit of time out to be with the family and mind the kids. And now they don't have the confidence to go back and do that job that they do so bloody well. And they would be a benefit, a bonus in any company because they now have time to focus.
Is that because it coincides with the menopause?
Yes.
Ah,
yes. Because the confidence thing.
Yes.
I had it myself and people looking at my Instagram would go, there's no way she's having any confidence problems. You know, but with social media, we always say you put your best face forward, you know, never mind foot. It's a snapshot of a small part of your day.
Yeah.
But my confidence did take a hit, you know, where I did start second guessing myself, you know, and having my 15-year-old saying to me, Mom, for goodness sake, you know, you do this. This is your job. This is what you love doing. You'll be fine. You know, because I would share over dinner, I'm really nervous, you know, about doing something that normally would never make me nervous.
Yes. You mentioned your social media output and you're in the news for that as well today. Was it your Instagram or your Twitter account?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
What happened?
Like a lot of people, even though I had heard and been told so many times, read, that you shouldn't have the same password for everything, I, you know, took the easy way and I did have the same password for everything. And again, I would be very well aware not to press any link, not to give any personal details, passwords or account numbers to anything online. But now the scamming, the cyber criminals out there have obviously become so sophisticated that I didn't get one message on my email. I got two messages, one on my Instagram, which was a direct message on my Instagram privately. which coincided with an email that I also got saying to me that I had put up a post that something to do with it wasn't hashtagged SP, you know, sponsored post or ad. Because I violated some law. And if I didn't change that, they would delete my account in 24 hours.
And who were they saying they were?
Instagram.
Ah, they were saying they were Instagram.
And they would take my entire account down.
And because now if you're an influencer, you have to state that your post is sponsored by whoever. That makes complete sense.
It totally makes sense, So I went back in and saw, and there was nothing like that. I hadn't done anything like that. But because I was distracted, it was Friday night, even though I know, and it does seem so ridiculous now, and I'm telling this story, I know you should never do this. I did it. I pressed the link because I'd gotten both at the same time.
Yes.
And that was it. Because I have the same password, and that's what I'd love your listeners to do what I didn't do, have different passwords for every single account, have really strong passwords. So ones that aren't your dog's name or your mother's maiden name or your, you know, pet name for your husband or your date of birth.
The sooner it's face ID for everything, the better. But
Like put in stars and exclamation marks and lower and high case, do a long password, have a different password for each account. Do the 2FA, the two-factor authentication.
Easier said than done, Lorraine.
It's so quick. It's so easy.
I know, but then you've 15 different passwords.
But I got really, I mean, it was so scary at the weekend.
So these were cyber criminals then.
So they were phoning me.
They were phoning you?
On WhatsApp. I didn't pick up the phone because I recognised that was a foreign number. They changed my account face and name. All my posts were still up there. And they started demanding a ransom. And when I didn't pick up the phone, they started texting on WhatsApp. And it was just really scary. They deleted my entire Twitter account. It's gone. Managed to hold on to Facebook because Peter had a different password for one, and we got into the other one in time. But my Instagram is my work. Like, the first they asked was $100.
Right.
And I, as I said, I didn't engage with them at all. And seemingly, if you pay that, then they say, no, I want 1,000. And then if you know, say, I can pay that, they'll ask for 5,000. It just keeps going on and on and on. You'll also then have a badge on your profile as a payer. So for the rest of your life, it goes through the
soft
cyber criminals community.
Soft touch.
Yeah. And so I knew not to do any of that, but it went on for the entire weekend. Like during the night, I had my phone on silent, woke up, you know, first thing Sunday morning, 7 a.m.
This is yesterday or?
Yeah, yeah. So it was from Friday night till yesterday. Then they sold on my account. So they asked for $1,000. And then they started sending really threatening messages saying that they were in my account. You know, they had infected my entire account, which I actually spoke to Paul C. Dwyer, who's a cyber expert. Connor Pope, actually, very kindly.
He's coming on, yeah.
Yeah, he gave me the contact. And he said, basically, what they will do is infect all of your accounts. So even for my daughters, for Peter, anything that's linked to the Wi-Fi is now, you know, maybe infected by these people. And it's my work, you know, and not only is it my work, I've been working on it for 6 years.
So you've reported it to the guards, have you?
Charities work that I do as well. Yeah. I reported to the guards on Saturday and they were actually very helpful. God love them. They don't have the resources they should have. And I tried to get onto Facebook on Friday night, but their helpline was temporarily closed. And time is of the essence in these situations. You have to act quick. So on Saturday, I was literally looking at my Instagram. They sent me a message saying, we're deleting your posts. And every second they delete one and then another and then another. And this was going on for the whole day. And I don't know whether it was probably a combination of eventually Facebook, Paul C. Dwyer, the expert in cyber criminology, and the Gardaí, they managed to freeze my account. And I just got control of it again today.
How did that make you feel, that whole
thing? It was so, so stressful. It was so scary. I felt so vulnerable. I just felt, it was just horrible. And it still kind of is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's but because I'd say it's the equivalent of, you know, when your house is broken into. Okay, the stuff is robbed, that can be replaced. It's the fact that somebody was in your house.
Yeah, yeah. And
so if somebody was in and around your digital life there.
Exactly, yeah. And you really have, it made me realise how little control I had over it. But there are controls out there. And if I can say to your listeners, the password's really important, a strong one. Different passwords for each account. Do the 2FA, the two-factor authentication, because it actually is really quick and it works. And just make sure that like all of your accounts are not linked. You know what I mean? Have them separate. And then if something like this, God forbid, happens, just, you know, like back up all of your stuff on iCloud and reset your passwords and your accounts, and then get the stuff, the data back off your iCloud. Oh, well, yeah, it was painful. I'm not the better of it.
An eventful weekend that you could do without. Just on the menopause, my wife has been going through the menopause for the past decade. It's been very difficult for her and for our relationship. I'm very happy that at least it's becoming a topic freely. Spoken about, yes. So that's,
yeah,
and listen to Lorraine, your show. Menopause broke up my relationship. I was engaged to get married, but my partner didn't want to hear about how I was feeling and decided he didn't want to cope with it. We were in our early 50s, second time round. I should have looked for help sooner. Thought I was losing my mind through stress, but turned out to be the menopause. So there.
Wow.
You'll meet Conor on the way in.
Can I ask if they want information?
Yes.
Cleanmarine.ie.
Yes.
There's an amazing booklet. It's free. It's called The Essential Guide to Female Hormones. And it's from puberty to postmenopause. Everything. Advice, tips from experts all over the country.
Great to see you.
Thank you, Ray.
Say hello to Peter and the girls for us. Okay, thanks, quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.